Introduction, please.
I am working with Ganga Ahvan, which is basically a citizen forum, which started in the year around 2006-07, which is based out of Uttarkashi.
Okay.
And it's a volunteer-based organization which has been working for the conservation of Ganga and the Himalayan ecology since all this time. And over the years, because of the work that we have done on field, many of the members of Ganga Ahvan have been invited to different committee members as expert members. I am myself an expert member in the monitoring committee of the Bhagirathi Eco-Sensitive Zone.
Right, ma'am.
So, that's the introduction.
Ma'am, so your expertise is in the upper trenches of River Ganga, and you worked extensively on how Ganga flows from its source at Gomukh. However, there has been a certain change at Gomukh itself, which is that ever since 1817, Ganga, the source of River Ganga, has retreated by over 3 kilometers. Which scientists say is an irreversible trend. Is it down to global warming or is it down to human intervention there as well?
Basically, I mean, global warming is also happening because of human intervention, right? I think that we can agree about. It's not that global warming is a natural phenomena which was supposed to happen in a few years. Global warming is happening all over the world because of the human intervention and because of the over-exploitation of the natural resources. So, having established that, I think the question is that there is an ongoing, very clear impact of climate change, which is quite visible. And this is something which cannot be ignored. So, when this is already there in front of our eyes, what is important is that we start the conservation measures rather than looking for more exploitative measures. We have to look at how to do the conservation more proactively, because we are already suffering with the climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question and then the approach should be of conservation rather than of exploitation.
We were talking about river water retrieval. Rejuvenation, yes. And you were talking about that there have been specific hydropower projects which have depleted the capacity of river to rejuvenate itself.
So basically, you see, what's also happening is the one of the points that the retreat is indicative of is that this water is not going to be with the river Ganga forever.
Right.
That's a very important lesson to understand. So even if when the hydropower projections and all of these projections are basically being done, they are more or less projecting as if the river is going to flow forever.
Right.
So there was a full prompt study which was done at the time of Lohari Nagpala hydropower project. The NTPC was asked to do a full study of the water sustainability. Because to study with the glaciers, etc. And that study never came out in public. And that study, we filed an RTI. We wanted to understand that why is it that what is the result of all these findings? What is the glacier status? But none of these aspects came in light. So, mm-hmm. But and the reason, of course, it didn't came to light was because they also. The answers were not really conducive to the hydropower project in question. So,
right, ma'am. So, ma'am, one of this very important question that I think generally also applies is, what would be the huge impact that both psychological and economic impact that a dirty river Ganga could have on all the states, all the cities that it passes through?
What was to answer this psychology aspect, what is most important is to understand what Ganga means to the people of this country.
Right.
What Ganga means to the people of this country is that she's a sacred river, sacrosanct. She's a living entity. And her flow is of is the most important aspect. So people are huge quantities of people collect in the Kumbh Mela, and they collect in the Kumbh Mela not because of the Mela, but because of the Ganga River.
Yes.
So, it's the largest human gathering in the whole world. So you can imagine the significance that Ganga holds. So for anybody who is the whole sanctity of the river Ganga, and anyone who is a worshipper of the river, which is basically millions of Indians worldwide, it is a deep connect with the flow of the river. So the impact of the river in terms of it being dirty, etc., that is all secondary. What is important is that river needs to flow. Now, Ganga comes from the root word gam gacha, which means that which flows is the Ganga. So that which has to flow is the river Ganga. That which does not flow is not the river Ganga. That has to be a very clear understanding on this. लोगों में श्रद्धा इतनी है गंगा जी के प्रति कि गंगा का पानी गंदा है, मैला है, इस तरीके के प्रश्न और इस तरीके की सोच भी उनके मन में नहीं आती. सो when you आर ऑफरिंग योर प्रेयर्स इन द रिवर गंगा, यू टेक द गंगा जल इन योर हैंड्स एंड यू बिलीव इन द सैंक्टिटी ऑफ द रिवर गंगा, वट एवर कोलियोफाजेस, बैक्टीरियोफाजेस केप्ट असाइड. सो द साइकोलॉजिकल इम्पैक्ट with the lack of the river Ganga is huge. अगर आप टिहरी के लोगों को देखिए, जहाँ पे टिहरी हाइड्रोपावर प्रोजेक्ट बना है और इतना बड़ा रिजर्वॉयर बना हुआ है, वहां पे जितने भी लोग हैं आसपास के, वो गंगा जी का जो जल है, उनके रिजर्वॉयर का जो जल है, वो उसको पानी बोलते हैं, और उसको बोलते हैं कि हम इसको आचमन के लिए भी इस्तेमाल नहीं करते हैं. तो उनका जो कनेक्ट है, उनका जो जुड़ाव गंगा जी के बहाव के साथ इतने वर्षों से बना रहा और इतने सारे वक्त तक बना रहा, वो जुड़ाव तो एकदम खत्म हो गया ना. वो जुड़ाव तो क्योंकि वो नदी के बजाय वो जलाशय बन गया. तो जैसे ही आप नदी को एक रिजर्वॉयर बना देते हैं, आप उसका जो कनेक्ट है लोगों के साथ, उस नदी का कनेक्ट जो पर्यावरण के साथ है, आप उसको पूर्णतः खत्म कर देते हैं. तो वो द इम्पैक्ट इज आई डोंट इवन नो हाउ टू पुट इट इन वर्ड्स, क्योंकि ये तो वैसी वाली बात हो गई कि आप रोज अपने मंदिर में पूजा कर रहे हैं और कोई आपके भगवान को ताले में लगा दे तो आपको कैसा लगेगा. आप ये बोलेंगे कि मतलब मैं कहाँ पूजा करूँ, वेयर डू आई ऑफर माय प्रेयर्स. सो इट्स अ डायरेक्ट अटैक ऑन वंस बिलीफ. What was the other part to this question? There was some other impact for psychological, and the first part was
economy. Just before that, man, I would also like to add, when I was doing my research in Allahabad, this was just in Allahabad, I was talking to a person who was offering prayers on the riverbank, and he said that no matter what, and then he started talking to me in Hindi, and he said, chahe maa gange ke kapde kitne bhi mehle ho jayen, maa ganga rahegi hamesa saaf hi. Despite him
exactly.
knowing that the riverbed and surface river is very dirty, and that exactly echoes what you've just said, that people hold the river in such sanctity of the river that they would still consider it as a clean river even if there are very hard pollutants in the river.
मतलब ये पोल्यूटेंट्स और ये सब चीजें तो आती ही नहीं है. हमारा जो बिलीफ सिस्टम है, इट कम्स फ्रॉम अ वेरी डिफरेंट सोर्स ऑल्टोगेदर. दैट सोर्स ऑफ एनर्जी विद इन अस डायरेक्ट्स अस टू सी दैट रिवर एज अ लिविंग एंटिटी. तो इसीलिए गंगा को माँ कहते हैं, वो माँ है. तो माँ का तो दर्जा जिसको दिया जाता है वो तो सबसे ऊपर रखा जाता है. तो साइकोलॉजिकल इम्पैक्ट, तो स्पिरिचुअल इम्पैक्ट हमारे देश का बहुत है. और हमारे देश में ये बहुत जरूरी है आपको समझना कि जो पर्यावरण है उसको हम भिन्न नहीं देखते हैं. हमारी हमेशा से जितनी भी प्रथाएं रही हैं, पर्यावरण हमारे साथ जुड़ा है. हम लोग एक मतलब इट इज इन हार्मनी दैट वी सी द नेचर एंड आर सेल्स. वी डू नॉट सेग्रीगेट आर सेल्स विद द नेचर. सो देर इज There is that innate connect that you have with the river, with the surrounding, with the trees. Therefore, there are these rituals to offer prayers to people tree, to neem tree, to do this. I mean, you connect with everything around you. So we, our culture, our traditions, our practices are intricate with the living ecosystem.
Right.
So it uproots us. That impact is huge. It uproots us from our belief system. You cannot just, say ki aapka vikas ho raha hai, to ab aapki nadi jo hai, wo ab ye dikhegi aapko, aur ye aapke vikas ke liye ho raha hai. This does not make any sense. Nothing. Coming to the economy point, you have to understand that what they have done, what the overall, the several years of the work in the Ganga thing has happened is that this is a golden goose. I mean, Ganga was supporting the economy of millions of Indians. Millions.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Ganga was